I love the beach.
I like going to the beach and swimming in the pool. It would most likely need a glass slipper size for a man.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
All aboard!
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Ooh, Deontay, I like your shoes.
Thank you.
I'm so excited.
Cute.
You look like you have big feet.
I do have big feet.
What do you wear? What size?
Well, I'm just somewhere curious. Between a 10 and 11.
Okay.
But in tennis shoes, I usually have to go up to an 11.
Especially Nikes, because
yes.
They run a size small.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have to wear a 9.5 in Nikes, or a 10, I think.
Yeah.
But anyway, they're very cute.
Thank you.
I know nobody can see them, but they're purple, what do you call those things?
The
lace holders.
Squishy, like, or
yeah, we'll
squishy
go with that.
Laces.
And so you love purple and pink, right?
I do.
Okay. And purple has a tie to Prince, doesn't it?
No, not really. I think it really just kind of worked out that way. Purple's always been my favorite color.
Okay.
And then the Prince tie-in just happened to boost it, I guess.
Okay, well, I thought about you when I saw something on the internet the other day.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought to copy and paste it. Whoever owns this, I don't know how they do it. Whoever's got his stuff now is mm-hmm. about to put his house in Turks and Caicos up for auction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's going up July 12th.
Okay.
Right after your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that this would be a really fantastic birthday present for you.
I think so, too.
And if your husband really loves you, then he'll at least look into it.
I think you're right about that.
Okay, so listen to this. There's no minimum bid.
Mm-hmm.
So you could bid $5 if you wanted to. And maybe if nobody else bids, you'll get it. Oh, wait. Never mind. There's a $100 check required of interested buyers just to be able to bid.
Oh.
So you have to pay $100,000 just to try and win it.
Oh.
Like that's over a whole house for most people.
Well, I would,
you know,
well, I guess they have to make sure that you have the money,
I guess. But do you get it back if you don't win?
Oh, I would think so.
I would hope so. But the house itself is about 10,000 square feet.
Okay.
6 bedrooms and 6 baths.
Mm-hmm.
2 private beaches, a tennis court, a 200-foot personal dock, and a purple painted driveway.
Sounds like perfection.
Purple painted drive. Can you imagine what that must look like from a helicopter?
Oh, man.
Up top or something? And Turks and Caicos, they have beautiful blue water.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if the pictures that I've seen are true.
Right.
And white sandy beaches.
Oh.
That'd be amazing if you're a beach person.
I love the beach.
I like going to the beach and swimming in the pool. I don't do ocean water.
Oh.
And then the sand. Like, I can't help but think of how many people have put their feet in that sand. And can athlete's foot survive on sand? And if it can, am I going to catch it? I mean, don't you think about that stuff?
No. Mm-mm.
Or does the heat kill the germs? And then there's smokers that just drop their cigarette butts there in the sand. And then if I have a sweaty foot and I step on it, then it sticks to it. That really bugs me.
Those are things that I can honestly say have never gone through my mind.
Well, now they will. You are welcome. I'm happy to keep you from getting some kind of fungus on your foot. A couple friends of mine got married in Maldives.
Mm-hmm.
Maldives. And ever since I've seen the pictures of their wedding,
mm-hmm.
and just like the aerial stuff with all the docks going out into the ocean,
uh-huh.
and stuff, I've decided that that is a bucket list vacation that I want to do.
It's amazing. We went to Tahiti for my honeymoon,
mm-hmm.
and they have the overwater mm-hmm. bungalows. Ugh, it's amazing. So inside the bungalows, they have parts of the flooring is glass
where you can see down
yeah. into the water. Oh, it's amazing. And you swim in the ocean right off of your
bungalow. Does it have a
bungalow. Slide? No slide, but there's a dock and then a ladder so you can jump off.
Well, I need a slide.
They have life vests so you can float in the water right there outside. It's amazing. The water's crystal blue. You can see all the way to the ground.
Really?
Oh, it's amazing.
Must be nice having a husband to take you on a honeymoon like that.
Yep, just that one time. Now we've got 100 kids, so we never go anywhere now. It's the trade-off.
That would be one occasion where I would be jealous of the fact that I don't even have a significant other.
Okay.
Over the weekend. This is embarrassing. And I've done it before, one time since I moved into this apartment.
Okay.
This was the second time, but I woke up and I needed to go to the I needed to pee.
Mm-hmm.
So I get up and I'm walking and it looks like my door's open. So I'm like, okay, I left it open. It's closed. So I walk hard right into my door. I bang my forehead, my nose, and my lip.
Oh.
And my lip is, it swells up and it starts bleeding. And I'm just like, you know, I'm too sleepy to even deal with this right now. If I had somebody here with me, I would make them put ice on it, but I don't.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to feel sorry for myself until I fall back asleep. And that's exactly what I did. I felt sorry for myself that I had nobody to put ice on my lip and to tell me that my door was shut. And I fell back asleep and whatever. So that's the second time I've done that since I moved into this apartment since December. I just walked right into my door hard.
Maybe you should leave the door open.
I do. Well, here's the thing is that I do on weekdays mm-hmm. because when I get up, it's still dark.
Okay.
But I can't sleep with sunlight.
Oh, okay.
And so I shut my door to block out that light. And then I have blackout curtains mm-hmm. hung up. So I forget, though.
Oh.
Or I guess maybe my door is brighter than the walls. Mm-hmm. And so it looks like there's light coming through. I don't know. But it's so pathetic. And it makes me so sad for myself. I would want somebody just to be able to take care of me during little things like that.
That is a bonus, having someone to take care of you when you're sick or when you don't feel good or...
I know. And that was something else is I had some kind of sinus junk and I didn't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Just all around just did not feel good. And all that I wanted was somebody to heat up my little muscle relief rice bag for me. But I had to do it myself.
Oh.
So, but I was looking, I spent a lot of probably too much time sometimes looking around the internets
mm-hmm.
and I found something kind of cool
okay.
to me. Mark Zuckerberg with Facebook is mm-hmm. going to start doing dating app things.
I've heard that.
On Facebook.
I've heard that.
He said that 1 in 3 marriages nowadays mm-hmm. comes from online dating.
I believe that.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was that prevalent.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's cool, but I didn't realize it was that popular. And that he wants in on the action. He wants to help people form meaningful relationships and not just hookups.
Okay.
I guess insinuating that all the other websites or all the other dating sites
mm-hmm.
kind of promote hooking up and being done with it. But he wants to be different.
I think there may be something to that. And I think the reason why is because on other, I guess, I've been married so long, I don't have any idea how the new dating uh-huh. apps work. But my understanding is you only see a glimpse of, you know, you may put up 3 or 4 pictures, mm-hmm. you may list your interests. But on Facebook is the one social media platform that is more complete.
Okay.
Because you also have all of your friends are on your profile, so to speak, and you have interaction with those people. Whereas okay. there's not as much interaction, I think, on Instagram or Twitter. You don't necessarily know who you're friends with.
Right.
And you can see the connections on Facebook. I mean, I don't know
like
how.
If you have mutual friends and stuff like
right.
that.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
So I think it may give you a more complete picture of who someone is.
We'll go with that. I read also another thing that I saw was slipping into the DMs, especially with celebrities,
uh-huh.
as a lot of them will actually reply.
Wow.
I don't know if it's true, but I read it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm thinking about maybe just going down my top 10 list of hotties and DMing the ones that aren't married.
Okay.
Might as well do it to the ones that are too. And just seeing if anybody bites back. I mean, why not? The most that can happen is that nobody replies, right? Right. I will feel, well, maybe I won't feel better.
Yeah, you're not going to feel better.
But I mean, it's worth a shot, right?
I mean, it is, but you have to consider the outcome and the likelihood.
I know. You don't have to be so down.
I'm just saying.
Like, I'm going to be single for the rest of my life.
How are you going to feel if Carrie Underwood does not respond to you?
See, I don't know that I would pick her anymore.
How this are whole you going to feel?
No. Hold on. Let me tell you why she's lost hotness points.
Okay.
This whole I'm not going to show my face thing really bothered me.
Yeah.
It really bothered me. It was almost as annoying as when celebrities think that their baby name is so unique that they don't need to share it for 3 weeks.
Right.
You know, there's just too much. It's almost like an arrogance thing to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to explain it, but that really bothered me enough to knock off a lot of hotness points for her.
I can see that.
But I think Camila Cabello and Demi Lovato might be my top two now.
Okay.
Maybe they're tied for number one. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I love both of them so much.
What about Kelly Clarkson?
See, she's too busy. She's hosting stuff and singing and on The Voice. And I feel like she's so busy that even if she did see my DM and wanted to reply to it, she'd have too much going on to actually do it.
So you should probably start with her then.
Why?
Because then you won't feel bad if she doesn't reply, because you know it's because she's so busy.
Believe me when I say I will find ways to justify every ignored rejection that I get. I'll justify it, believe me. So I might give it a shot. I mean, it's worth at least seeing if maybe something happens. Maybe Ruby Rose.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Ruby Rose is?
No.
She's the model, the Australian model. Okay, you need to Google her because she's very pretty. But anyway, so with this, I started trying to write Kelly Raspberry approval-worthy headlines for my Facebook dating page.
Okay.
Or whatever. I don't know.
Okay.
Because I think that people take a quick glance. They look at the picture. They look at the big writing next to it. Mm-hmm. And either you hit it out of the park or you strike out.
Okay.
And so I need to hit it out of the park.
Yes.
And maybe I just need a good one-liner for my celebrities that I'm going to DM to maybe actually get their attention.
I think that's a good plan.
Okay. So tell me how you feel about these.
Okay.
I think I love the one that I have on my Twitter headline description thingy. It's, I'm a Fruit Loop in a world of Cheerios.
Okay.
I like it.
That's a good one.
Somebody said it to me one time and it stuck with me. Okay. So that's what I have on my Twitter thingy. Here's what I came up with myself that nobody else said for me. I'm looking to marry for health insurance. Mine sucks. Only inquire if you have a low deductible and want a spouse to add to your plan. That's 100% true. I need to marry somebody with good insurance because this plan that I got is not going to take care of both of us. So I need you for the insurance.
You need better insurance than me. So, but I think maybe you need to shorten it.
Okay.
Do you have better insurance than I do? Let's talk.
But they don't know. I mean, I want to just put it out there. Mine sucks. So if you don't have good insurance, don't bother replying and wasting our time.
If you have stellar insurance.
But that doesn't say anything about me and my crappy insurance. We'll talk about this one later.
Okay.
Okay, the second one.
Okay.
If your dog is your bestie, don't bother. Mm-hmm. I think it's awesome to love your dog.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's awesome to have a good relationship with your dog.
Okay.
I think there is something wrong with people whose most sustainable and significant relationship is with their dogs. Here's why. Dogs can't talk. Dogs don't have opposable thumbs, and dogs hump inanimate objects. It seems to me that you should want a relationship with someone that can give something back other than licks on your face after they lick their privates. So with that being said, if your dog is truly your best friend, I don't think that we can make it work.
Okay. I can see that. But I will say when you initially read the headline in my head, I was thinking you're DQing the dog people because you're a cat person.
No.
I know, but that's what I heard it say.
I guess I should put, if your dog, parentheses, or any other animal that cannot speak, parentheses, is your best, whatever. Include all animals. But I think people's dog, they say your dog's your best friend. So it just kind of makes sense to put the dog. But I don't understand how that's possible.
Maybe if, again, staying along the same lines, I think we just need to rewrite it. If your longest relationship is with your pet, keep it moving.
Okay. I think I get it.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
But then I have to have an explanation.
No, see, you don't need the explanation.
But people need to get it.
No, they have, Shannon, if they don't get it, they're not for you.
Okay.
You are not the patient, I'm going to explain everything to you type.
No.
So
don't be stupid.
Yeah. So if they can't get it with the headline, if the headline doesn't grab them, that's not the person
for
you.
If you can't keep up with the girl that's had her skull cut open and her brain propped up by one guy while somebody else dug something out of it, and then apparently they took part of my smarts out with the tumor, if you can't keep up with that, something is wrong with you and we're not going to work.
See?
I'm just being real.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, how about this one?
Okay.
I want to be your best bad decision.
I like that.
I thought of that one while I was driving down the street one day.
That's a good one.
And then maybe in your last big bad decision.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Okay. Oh, this is stupid. But I wrote it.
Okay.
Looking for my happily ever after. I don't need ball gowns or fancy glass slippers, though. I have fat feet. I would most likely need a glass slipper size for a man. And that's probably too much to deal with, so don't bother. If we could do trail off headlines, that would be even better. If you could verbally read your headline, that would be really awesome.
Audio headlines.
Yes, maybe you we should start our own dating site with audio headlines.
Yes, because how many times have you thought you were interested in someone and then they have a super annoying voice and you're like, yeah, I can't with this person.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's something to that.
Write that down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll and nobody else steal it, because if you do, we're suing your ass.
That's right.
Okay. And since I'm pretty OCD.
A little.
I'm pretty OCD, but I also love sweat. So if you're one of those people who will only hug me right after a shower, we won't work. On the other hand, if you try to hold my hand after you've pumped gas or pushed around a nasty shopping cart, don't be offended when I reject you. So I'm OCD, but with an exception, because I like sweat. So
I didn't I didn't know that about you.
It's not something I would ever share with you, because, duh, you're not anybody I'm going to date.
I'm a little wigged out by that.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't think sweat is kind of hot sometimes?
No.
No way.
No.
Okay. Well, then I guess we can never make it work.
Oh, man. So close.
Almost. Maybe in another life.
In another life.
Well, thanks for the help, Deontay.
That's what I'm here for, Shannon.
And you should just learn how to write app codes or whatever nerds do to make apps and do that one we talked about.
All right.
Wink, wink.
Got it going.
See you later, Radicator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.